Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
In the past, I always hear that phrase, passive listening kasi si podcasting eh. But I think passive listening is more for radio. So you're in and out of listening to the podcast. So you get bits and pieces of what the podcast is talking about, if it's a talk show or whatnot, diba? You might not understand the whole show, but you retain some of it. Listening to a podcast is not just passive listening. It's passive understanding.
Hi, I'm Carl Javier, CEO of Puma Podcast, and you're listening to A Better Normal. In this episode, we're doing something a little bit different. Instead of me learning from people who are doing different kinds of things, I'm talking to people who are doing very, very similar work to me. The guests today are the bosses of a couple of other podcast companies or networks. We have Mel Lozano Alcaraz of Anima Podcasts, and we have Alan Fontanilla of The Pod Network. It's going to be a broad, all over the place conversation about podcasts. So if you're interested in the pod business, how these things work, or entrepreneurship in general, I think you will find this very, very informative. Thank you for coming on to the show, Mel and Alan. Introduce yourselves very briefly.
Hi, I'm Mel Lozano Alcaraz. I am head of Anima Podcasts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alan Fontanilla. I'm the mascot and CEO of the Pod Network.
I love talking to you guys, and you would think in a setting like this, or people might imagine that this would be a Royal Rumble kind of situation, but instead, it's a very fun and collaborative thing. I kind of love being able to talk to people who are in a similar position. And my curiosity for both of you is, how did you get into podcasting? How do you become the CEO and the head of Anima? How do you become the CEO of Pod Network and the head of Anima?
I first got into podcasting as a fan way back pre-pandemic, maybe 2017, 2016. I fell in love with a little show called Serial. I work kasi in media, and my background is mostly lifestyle journalism, if that makes sense. I don't like hard news. I like pop culture news and lifestyle light stuff.
We are the same.
So, diba? So we have the similar background. We like the same interests. And I couldn't find anything that I like. I wasn't a big YouTube fan because I don't like things that are too exaggerated. Because for me, it's not real. Mm-hmm. And then when podcasting came along, I was like, wow, this kind of filters entertainment down to its purest level, which is story, no bells and whistles. It's purely storytelling, narrative, and making the listener be addicted to what you're saying, to your content, which is for me the perfect, most pure form of content out there. Since then, Cor Canaris was then head of Globe Studios, and we've been very good friends for the longest time. I remember posting this on Facebook when I said, does anyone out there listen to podcasts as much as I do? And let's talk like that. And then Quark PM saying Globe was toying around with the idea of putting up a podcast division. And then when it finally came into fruition, they contacted me and I applied, and the job was handed over to me.
Ah, okay. Me naman, I've always been interested in content. Coming from a background of advertising, content. So I wanted to see what can we do with content. So in whatever form. Of course, hindi naman ako pumasok sa porn, no. At that time, I think my interest, call it more interest, but I wasn't an avid listener to podcasts, was that a few years ago, like I think almost same time as you, Mel, when I got a microphone, a podcasting microphone, that blue thing, Yeti mic. And then I tried to record one podcast. And then that was it. It ended with that first one episode. And then cut to...
What was that? What was the episode?
It was some random ramblings of me. Cut to the pandemic. I said, oh, okay, parang ang interesting tong pang podcast. So I started listening. Again, not being a super fan of podcasting, more like a casual listener. And then sabi ko, oh, parang it seems to be really taking off. And then I left advertising. I took the chance. I took the semi-retirement package. I said, who? Let's see nga where, what can we do? And then cut to 2022. And this will sound mayabang, but I'm not. So we exited one of our little businesses at the height of the pandemic. We had like an online business and we exited that and said, okay, what can we do with this money that we have? And then a friend of ours who was with a creator network said, are you guys interested in buying a creator network? And said, okay, sure, why not? Me naman, my interest really was be in the content space in whatever form and whatever way. And the podcast seemed like a good foot in the door in terms of content creation and being on that side. So there, that's what brought me to the Pod Network. It's been exciting and very interesting. I'm so glad to have met the two of you, Carl and Mel.
I love talking to you guys because I'm always learning something every time we meet. One thing I think is worth sharing with our listeners because often people think podcast, so we're going to turn a mic on and it's going to record, it's going to be out there. And it seems like the simplest thing. But I'm curious, to be podcast executives, what is the skill?
Or I just want to point out the three differences between our companies. It's so funny. Parang we represent the whole gamut of what a podcast network is. So Anima Pods is backed by a VC corporation, which is 917 Ventures. So we're the corporate-backed one. And then Alan is the startup. They're running things completely by themselves. And then we have Carl, who is... it's not non-profit, right?
We would like money, no. Yeah. We are very much for-profit.
But what do you call that?
But we are supported by Journalistic International.
Grants, yes. Grants. There you go. You're grant-supported. So you have corporate-backed, grant-supported, and 100% startup. So that's really fascinating to me.
And even our backgrounds, we come from different fields. Somehow we put them in the blender and I think it's turning out okay. We kind of complement our each other in terms of skill sets.
I would agree. So here's from my perspective. Anyone who decides to step up and be an executive, kailangan ng konting yabang. Like, there should be a sufficient amount of doubt when you take over, but there should be a sufficient amount of yabang. And I know, Alan, you're joking na, kasi may pera kami, ganyan. which is objectively true and which generates its own yabang. But to have the, you know, when you step back and you go, I'm going to run this company, I'm going to run this network, or whatever the formulation was in your head, what skills did you feel you had that you were drawing upon to do this? Para mangarap yung mga peeps, para sila din like, oh yeah, so I need to develop in that way. Because it's not just people sitting in front of a mic. That's its own skill. But running a company.
It's running a real team and a real company, I would say, and a real unit. It's also what you call imposter syndrome. Parang kaya ko to. And then in the background, oh my God, can I really do this? But in the forefront, you're really like posturing, right? That we're so good, blah, blah, blah. But I think the number one thing that you really need when you run any corporation or any team is grit and leadership, absolute leadership. Your subordinates, your one downs will always look up to you and your style of leading and leadership. And they'll either fall behind you or completely go against you and pull a mutiny, diba? Grit also because you have to withstand all socioeconomic situations, including financiers, VCs, investors always breathing down your neck like, what are your numbers? What are your KPIs? Did you reach it? Diba? It's just just a really mix of grit, leadership, and of course, multitasking. But Alan, what do you think?
Well, for me naman, I mean, the key points that you talked about or mentioned are very, very, very good. It provides that foundation to actually run an organization. Where I come in naman, for at least for when we formed the Pod Network, it was really more of, okay, we need to make money. How do we make money? So I had to... the things that I hated when I was in that, hindi naman hated, mamaya marinig ko ng former CFO ko. But things like, okay, what is our source of revenue? How are we gonna get that revenue? Things like, okay, let's look at our resources. Are our resources enough to be able to deliver that revenue? So I really had to put on a lot of the things that I learned many years in advertising to look at podcasts running a network as a business, and then also trying to understand where advertisers are coming from, what are they looking for when they want to advertise, or what has been the missing things, what are the gaps. So going into the Pod Network, we thought we're gonna make money na agad-agad, and then we realized, oh my god, ang daming gaps, ang daming ano, we need to clean the house or to really fix the house before we can even invite guests over. So and then we needed to look at what are the gaps. Hence, we did the research together with Anima to understand the podcast listeners of the Philippines. It's really drawing from my advertising communications experience. Aside from the stuff that very important things, grit is very, very, very important. Otherwise, like in any starting organization, it's easy to lose hope and to lose faith. No, oh my god. Drawing from my advertising experience and the key, very important points that Mel raised.
I'm gonna throw in here from a previous interview. Sabi nila, you need to have a little bit of crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You also need to be, I feel, honestly, to run a company, you have to be an absolute workaholic. You can't run a business and be petics. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Live and breathe your people and your business and your products. You'll say you'll clock out at 5, but you're still up at midnight thinking of what you're going to publish the next day, or how what client you want to meet the next day, you know? Or you're on vacation in like Japan and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't stop thinking about work.
That is so true. Because my friends in the corporate world were always saying, Alan, you have so much time now. Akala niyo lang yun.
You're a boss now, right?
Oh, yeah,
you're a boss. You're not an employee.
Yeah, running your own organization where you really have to figure out how you're gonna make sweldo. The people there, the bad that really depend on you, is tough. So. I guess that's the difference if you're running your own business, because you have to worry about these things, versus if I was just working for another corporation, it's different. Of course, there are revenue targets, but you know that's
different.
But you know that you can go on leave.
When you're the boss and then someone applies for leave, you have to think, how will I cover this person's leave?
I will share. I look back and miss the old days when I was an employee waiting for my 13th month.
Oh, yeah.
And not the person worrying about how am I going to cover
the 13th.
All the 13th month on this sheet. You know, that's...
Yep. I always envy people who check out mentally Saturday, Sunday, and, you know, make hilata.
Weekend.
Because even if it's Saturday, Sunday, your brain is just so wired to think of work.
Yeah.
But that's what leaders are, right? That's what bosses are.
And yeah, even
actually,
when
there is no clocking out, I will dream about these things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, even if I want to, I'll be pitching in my dream. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And when you're resting, sometimes when you're resting, when you're in the beach, for example, I know some of us, and I love the beach. Even when I'm nasa beach ako, even if nakahilata ka lang dyan, di ba, nagpapaaraw or whatnot, your mind is still, it's where your mind also becomes super productive because it's free of of a lot of the day-to-day stuff. And then you now start thinking of, ano ulit, what else can I do for the organization?
Yeah. Huh? Eat, live, and breathe your organization. Mm-hmm. Right. I want to point out that despite us having very different approaches and programming and all this stuff, it's the same. Diba? Across the organizations, the things we are thinking about are the same or similar. And I think it's clear our organizations, for the most part, have been working independently of each other. But we are finally gathered together.
Yes.
And we're trying to build this up as a magpapaka like social scientist ako para tayong imagine community, the podcast industry.
KPP nga, di ba? Kapisahan ng mga podcaster, as in letter K, podcaster, sa Pilipinas. So yeah, we're bonding.
Yeah. And so my question there is, why should we be an industry? Why is there value in going from we're just these companies or networks and deciding that we are an industry? And this is a idea that you guys brought to me and I love it. So why?
It's so funny. Previously, I mean, before connecting with you guys, I've always felt that I was some shipwrecked media professional, lost at sea, figuring out how to make this podcast industry in the Philippines be more legit, more kita, because me waving my hand at the airplane of me of corporations or agencies up in the air was not working. But now that I found fellow survivors on this lonely island, more people to wave at this airplane to rescue us, I think we'll just give more visibility.
Yeah,
like that metaphor.
And I think I like that metaphor about together in misery. Hindi naman, there's a bright future. Despite the doom and gloom of what's happening in other markets, it's about learning from them, right? But bonding together as one industry allows us to pool our resources, allows us to pool our heartaches, our what can we do, the challenges, diba? And we address it together. So and that's when
some law and order into this wild, wild west of podcasting.
Correct. And we've discussed this before na we're not like the traditional mass media like TV or radio where they compete for certain times of the day. With podcasting, one listener could listen to all our shows, right? Regardless if it's from Anima or Puma Podcast or the Pod Network. Because we're on demand, we're downloadable. So it's not about competing, but it's about us working together to push forward our agenda as an industry for advertisers to help our creators become more sustainable.
I think that's the real challenge, no? Because we have audiences, it's clear. And there's enough audience to sustain, and there's much bigger opportunity than people are seeing. Mm-mm. Like I got to skim through this research, and I'm sure we'll be sharing more of it as the days move forward. But this sense of when we did our audience study before, our projected potential listenership was something like only 8 million for that year. Yeah. And we're hitting that now, right? So that was a study done at the end of 2019. So the market has grown where we expect it to. What makes you excited about podcasting next year? I know that this year has been a real challenge for everyone. I'm actually preparing a deck on the state of podcasting and whatnot.
Ooh,
and it's all these, you know, it's all these closures and layoffs and yung kami, the companies that we idolize, NPR, Gimlet, lahat yan para may either closures or massive layoffs or changes. And so a lot of people would feel down on podcasting. Mm. What makes you guys feel up?
We held the very first podcasting festival last year. And I am so excited because of that. A lot of media outlets came to check out the festival. You guys were there with your titles and your support also. And most especially the public. They were there, the fans or even people who were just curious about what was going on at the event. And it just gave me so much hope that it's really here. That was proof of concept that podcasting is the next, not next big thing, but it's an exciting platform for information for the Filipino. And I'm excited to work with more brands this year because of that, more creators also, and delve more into live events, which some Pod Network titles have been doing in 2023. But I want Anima also to do some live shows for each title or a few titles.
Where I'm excited at is I like building things. Even as a child, I would destroy and build and rebuild. So I think that's where I am personally excited. To be able to see what we've been trying to build this year, planting the seeds, as one of my co-founders said. We're planting the seeds this year so we can reap some form of harvest in 2024. So we're excited with that. The second is finally aligning the Philippine in this podcast industry with the best, I'll say, best practices of the more developed markets. And then excited also for potentially new content aside from what our listeners are currently exposed to there. So and discovering these creators, diba? Parang it's part of, you're like a talent center. You're discovering new talents, new ideas in the content space. So there, excited for those things. And working with you guys.
Yep. Can you share about, so at Here For It, and thank you for inviting us. It was really wonderful of you guys to include us in all of that. And we loved
being smelly my pera.
But Alan, can you talk about the contest that you guys ran? Because I thought that was really interesting. I was trying to explain it to people. Parang The Voice, but podcasting.
Well, we before we got invited by Anima and Mel to be part of Here For It, it was one of the ideas that we had already that we wanted to do that sometime end of the year. And then when Mel invited us, I mean, what is our big thing? okay, why don't we just advance that podcast? So it's really a search for new ideas, new content, new creators. And we were quite surprised with the turnout. I think we had more than 100 entries. So it was our first foray into searching for the next podcaster. Turned out okay. So it's really that, discovering new talents, interesting concepts that we can develop and supporting them with production. That's why when we gave out the prize, I mean, 1 million pesos worth of production. You cannot convert that to cash.
wala kayong giant check.
Wala.
Walang DTI representative.
But it's really, kasi nga, I think, inherent naman sa mga Pinoy's din yung pagiging creative. Kaya number one tayo sa mga kung ano-ano mga social media platforms, di ba? Kasi kung ano-anong mga pinaggagawa ng mga Filipinos. So, the Filipinos are creative by nature. I think inherent, it's part of our culture and DNA that we're a creative race. So it's just giving that platform for them to express their ideas.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We've been talking macro, but I'm wondering if there's a specific interaction, specific feedback that you've ever gotten about your podcast that lit a fire or got you more excited about things.
Oh my gosh, that's tough. Like any show?
Any. So like for me, early on, we have the show called Go Hard Girls. And once we got this feedback from a girl who's in middle school or high school, she was being discouraged from continuing her sport. And then because of hearing the show, she's going to keep playing.
Like pursue.
Yeah. So
I can share. But similar to yours, probably, it's not about feedback about the network, but feedback about the specific shows. Like we have this show called Paano Kung with Joelle. So she's into this relationship, this advice, self-help things. I see a lot of posts from her fans, from her community, thanking her for, you know, helping them with their problems. So I think the relationship shows have or advice, self-help advice shows have a lot of those that with just one voice, right, you're able to help many, giving advice or just the experiences of how they dealt with certain problems and challenges in life. I think other shows like comedy, the entertainment, right? We know living in a country like ours can be very tough and challenging. So just taking them out for 30 minutes to an hour out of their real life existence into a world wherein they just laugh and laugh and laugh. You'd see that in the testimonials of the listeners of the shows.
Same. It's just general feedback. There's just so many kasi that I can't pull from memory. But most recently, because nga of Here For It, I remember I laughed about this so much. It was Tonette Hadaone after they did the press stuff backstage for Here For It. She said, "Ni, mas nauna ka pa sa Spotify."
That's nice.
No, that was really something that was so impressive. Just the...
So Spotify should help fund that na next year. Thanks.
Oh, no. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil. Okay. Nag-name talaga tayo ng names.
Yeah. I won't edit that out. We're keeping that. How do you think about programming? I know Alan jokes about kami yung mga, like, komunista in the space. And unahan ko na. And we spend a lot of time thinking about is this a fit for our brand and stuff. And I wanted to ask, how do you guys think about it?
I can start that. A lot of the shows that are in that pod network are shows that we technically bought or was passed on to us. But and a lot of those comedy shows, the talk shows, and all those where I'm interested at in is also to look at the narratives, storytelling. We have a very rich, diba, history of storytelling. So I'm curious about where we can take that space. Because talk shows, there are a lot. They're all interesting, equally interesting. They serve a very specific target audience. But I'm also curious about where can we take the storytelling, the narratives, the ones that will really take us, just like in TV, diba? When you watch TV, there are talk shows, there's series, there's all those things. Kasi podcasting, as Mel mentioned, it's purest form of entertainment, diba? And it's very, very basic sensory. It's in your ear. So I like to push that and see how far we can go with that. Of course, at the same time, still maintaining the talk shows, the comedy shows, the relationship, the lifestyle, the life advice giving shows, but experiment on those things.
I think it's a mix of trying to figure out what our audience likes and then trying to figure out what the creator is passionate about and what brands, of course, because we have to have pods that sell. Yes. What brands are looking for in terms of where to buy airtime. And then, and I hate to say this, but I need to balance all of these things for me to be able to keep the show in our network. We've experimented with the pod network before. I mean, some of their titles also before with narrative. I love narrative, but I know how expensive they are to produce. Mm-hmm. And I would love to do more. If only there are, you know, if there's a Jollibee out there who wants to, like, you know,
or McDonald's,
commission a whole series of like dramas, diba? But so these are just things that I think of when it comes to programming. I want this, but how? Puro ganon.
That's true. Syempre, we have to also look at the bottom line, because each show that we produce costs, right?
Yes.
So one of the very first few things that we did in the Pod Network, I mean, since we inherited all of the shows, was really put in the value of what the network does for the creators. Kasi in the original contract that we saw, it just says, okay, the network will do this for you, we'll do that, which is fine. But sometimes, okay, magkano to? Magkano yung per oras pag nagre-record ito sila? Para then you now start putting in the business sense. And also reminding that hey, you know, having a show also takes investment from the network that backs the creators. Mm-hmm. I'd like to comment on what you said, Mel, that what the audience likes. I love that. I mean, coming from advertising, you do a lot of research and all those things. But I think we should also allow a little bit, and we can collaborate, the three of us, in terms of experimenting. And it doesn't have to be the burden of just one network. The three of us can experiment on new content, because the audience will only react to what they hear or what they listen. And chances are, if this is the thing that they always listen, they'll just say, yeah, I like this, I like that, because they haven't heard anything of interest. But I'd like to put it on the table that if there's an interesting idea, we can always, you know, pool our resources together. So it's not just the burden of Anima or of Pomo Podcast or the Pod Network to, hey, do mukhang interesting to. Let's pull it together.
Love that. And I'm thinking about resource and resource management, because I think one of the big thoughts of 2023 was creator networks, or it's the creator economy. And the thing I always think about in the creator economy is it's usually one person or a small group of people that make something very sustainable, but also limit the scale. But that's why you'll get hits of one person, or one person is the front and then there's a small team behind them. And it's only sustainable as a small thing. And we're operating at a different level as people who are attempting to create networks. For us, it's communities, but it's these larger, like, sustainable things. And I think that's one of the reasons why, Alan, you have to spell out, this is what a network support does for you. And it's very similar for me to books, where if you were to write a book and publish the book and sell it yourself, you would probably earn more money. But also, there are people who should just be authors, and they can sit back, and they can just be a creator. And I think that's what we want to enable. No? Like that.
Yeah. Focus on their creativity.
What I'm passionate about,
yeah, focus right? on yeah. the creative part, and let the networks do the nitty-gritty. Iba yep. from editing to, okay, kung may advertisers, pati sa pagsingil.
Yep. Billing and disbursement.
Yes.
All the back office jobs that everyone hates.
Their business of, we take care of their business of selves.
Yeah. And then I think that's where we build value, right? Like that's the idea, is to build value there. But also, to your point about experimentation, we can ideally, next year, when the economy is a little better, we can pool resources and we can do bigger experiments than are available for smaller creators. And that excites me. Ako kasi, the content development in Puma Podcast started as, siguro masaya if we did this thing. And this doesn't exist, so what if we tried to do this? And it was just a bunch of experiments until we were forced to start thinking about reaching audiences and trying to be sustainable. And so that is also now a thing that's constantly in our mind, is how are we connecting with audiences? And sorry, dadaldal ako ng kaunti, but yung the sense of art, no? Like if you're creating art by yourself, you're not worried about covering paychecks. And you can be as wildly creative and avant-garde and whatever as you want to be. But here, we are also serving audiences and serving advertisers, ideally. Hi, advertisers, ganyan. I wanted to drive, that point forward with this sense that I think we've all experienced pitching and the market or the advertisers or the brand managers not exactly understanding what they're buying into with podcasts. And so I'd love for you guys to talk a little bit about that. Like, imagine we're pitching and we're saying why it's valuable. Where do we go with this?
Pasok, Alan.
Ay, ako na ba? Now, we were having, that's a very good question. We were having a conversation with one of our board of advisors who's like an expert in digital media, coming from a media agency and all that. So he was trying to ask us, okay, sino yung source ng audience? Kasi not all brands, in the beginning, we were saying, sige, we will ask brands to experiment because big companies will have experiment money. It, kaya nga may mga advertising naman, eh, di ba? Kahit patak-patak or whatever in the podcast space. But the thing is, a lot of this advertising did not go and repeat unless they're sophisticated already enough and to that level na, yeah, we know the value of it. But more often than not, since podcasting, not just in the Philippines, but I think in a lot of markets is new, the experiment, and it's charged to innovation, charged to experiment.
Charged to extra budget, di ba?
Charged to extra budget, yung natitira-tira dyan, ubusin nyo yan para masabi.
Pag nag-uubos sila at the end of the year.
Para may experiment tayo, mas matukas natin yung experiment and innovation. But not all companies have experiment budgets. So we were discussing, okay, ano nga ba yung source of ano natin? We are a listening medium. Even though may video, ultimately, it really started that naman as listening. Eh. So ano ba yung bang channels that are listening? It's radio. So think of, so I think the possible way in for the podcast industry moving forward is really look at podcasting advertising or listening, not just podcast advertising, but streaming audio. Ayan, because Spotify is our favorite, diba? Hi, Phil. Okay, so streaming, look at streaming audio and get the experiment budget from radio. Because radio has its own purpose, diba? It's reaching a mass consumer, but the listeners of streaming audio, podcasts, may it be podcasts or music, is a slightly different type of listening audience. And this is an audience that probably has more disposable income, is younger, is more mobile. That could be a way in for us, looking at radio, looking at podcast advertising as the next generation radio. Radio on steroids or something. So that could be a way in. Again, I think since podcasting in the Philippines is relatively new, experiment, diba? We will no harm in trying and talking to advertisers. Say, look at podcasts advertising or streaming audio advertising as radio. Because that channel attracts a different set of audience. Diba? Your commuting crowd, you're always on the go, your mobile first crowd. Yep. So yeah. Correct.
Fortunately and unfortunately for the three of us, it really, I feel, falls upon our shoulders to educate the brands and the agencies. And it's really a lot of handholding until maybe 5 years. I feel like in 5 years, we'll finally be YouTube from where they were 5 years ago also. So we're a little behind, but with Alan's leadership when it comes to where... Because I feel like you have the most experience when it comes to media buying and how to approach agencies and clients.
Imposter syndrome lang. No, I think I'm fortunate enough to have come from that field.
Correct.
I remember nga many years ago, anything during the pandemic was a blur. But I remember the Creator Network that presented to us where we got the shows that we have today. They presented to me and the first question that I asked is, what's the reach? Ay, ganun lang, ang konti. But now that I'm in that space, I'm in the podcasting space. So, if I were in that position, I would have answered it pala sana differently. I would have, again, to Mel's point, the onus is on us to navigate the conversation in a way that makes more sense for podcasting.
My big thoughts here is, one, time spent, and then two is trust. And we know people probably watch more Netflix or whatever, but the time spent on podcasting, I think in that study was like something like two hours a day.
Yes.
2 hours a day. 1.5. That's me. I'm a 2 hour podcast listener.
Yeah, sophisticated Sophia. Yeah, and they'll be intrigued. Your listeners will be intrigued. So
it's time spent and time spent intentionally. Because they had to download it. I mean, how many of us have sat in the back of a cab and had to listen to radio that we didn't really want to listen to? But ito, intentional listening, super, super like connected. That means that the people who are listening to us really, really want to be listening to us.
Correct.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in the past, I always hear that phrase, passive listening kasi si podcasting. Mm. But I think passive listening is more for radio. In podcasting, it's passive understanding.
Palagay yan sa deck, Alan.
Passive understanding because there's intention and there's intention to listen to it, right? So you're in and out. You're in and out of listening to the podcast. So you get bits and pieces of what the podcast is talking about, if it's a talk show or whatnot, diba? So you get, so it's passive understanding. You might not understand the whole show, but you retain some of it. Listening to a podcast is not just passive listening. It's passive understanding.
Paki-excerpt ito.
Oo nga, isulat natin yan.
And then let's run it through an AI. Para i-quote na siya.
I want to attach myself to that idea with the added sense that people are doubling up the podcast habit with another thing. So the reason why they get to listen to so much podcasting time is it doesn't demand the 100% attention. Mm-hmm. But even if you don't have 100% attention on the podcast, you get 100% value from the podcast that you're listening
Absolutely.
To. Yes. So this is confirmed by all the studies we've seen. Commuting, driving.
Working out, chores.
Number one, I think, for everyone is, pag naguhugas ng pinggan at naglalaba.
Nagluluto.
Nagluluto, ganyan. And so it becomes, it easily integrates into people's lives.
Yes.
But the other thing there, right, is the trust. Because if you watch a TV show and there's a commercial on the TV show, it's not like, because I trust the people who make this TV show, I'm going to buy this product. But at least we know with Western markets, when a podcast host recommends something, the listener know that that thing is of value because the podcaster is willing to recommend it and that brand is willing to support a podcast that they love. And those are things that are not shown when you just show reach and engagement and again, like, it's different.
And with the types of the many, many passion points and interest points now in podcasting, there's something for everyone, right? That maybe other platforms or other mass media channels cannot offer. So, diba? I mean, there are the basic 10, 12 genres in podcasting, but I know there are sub-genres pa for each. I was so intrigued when someone told me about audio erotica. So,
Yes, it's so, especially in this country, because we are really perverts. I mean,
no, wait, no, but this was a woman talking to me, and it was.
I know. I'm just saying that audio erotica is a popular genre in the Philippines because we are inherently suppressed. Parang ganon.
Repressed. Correct. Oh, kasi nga, sabi ko,
the Catholic guilt. Parang,
how that works. Sabi niya, there's one targeted for men and there's one targeted for women. And the way they're
written, also queer erotica.
And the way they're scripted or written or delivered are very, very different. So I go, and I tried to listen to one. I just go, But anyway, we're digressing. So, ano nga ba yung question mo, Carl?
Genres. Many genres.
We're talking about how, you know, people trust us. People trust podcasts. Actually, the study shows it, right? The study shows that listeners trust what the podcasters tell them. And that's a huge thing in a world where trust in traditional media, trust in traditional journalism, and all these other places, obviously trust in government is They'll say it's high, but we...
Baka ma-red tag na naman tayo.
Ah, oh, yan. Kaya ganyan yun.
But the trust in traditional institutions is much lower than it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
And people need to find where they're going to go. And I think they're going to podcasting.
Yep.
Of course, there's a role nga for podcast. Eh. It's not naman to say that ito na ang answer sa ano. It's really more of finding, it's more of helping the advertisers and the brands, making them understand how podcast advertising can fit into the funnel, can fit into their whole mix of communications. Mm-hmm. There's a role pa rin naman for, di ba, for social media advertising, for digital advertising, for TV, for radio, for out of home. There's a role. I think what's happening lang kasi the audience now has become so fragmented, di ba? Na parang ang dami na nilang, yes, they're 18 to 25, but there are many, many, many ways to reach the 18 to 25 consumer. So, and then podcasting could be one of them in the same way that social media is one of them to reach. And there's a role for each. And it's really us as an industry telling, sharing with brands and agencies, this is how you can use podcast advertising in your mix. We're not replacing anything.
Stop comparing YouTube with pods, right? And really just teaching advertisers that we can't go up against YouTube or TikTok, these behemoths, but we can complement your media plans for them.
Yeah. I still lean into the sense of a TikTok is only so many seconds of engagement and meaningfulness. But once we have attached ourselves to specific podcasts that we love and we trust, given the opportunity, we will find ways to support. And we know that. We know that with the number of the podcasts that our networks have. Mm-hmm. Right? People will support specific creators. People will support something to keep going. And so I think that's the thing also. Advertisers aren't just dumping money onto something just so that they can have presence in that space.
Mm-hmm.
If you support a podcast, that means something to the listeners of that podcast.
Correct.
We've seen it, right? It's a meaningful connection. We could keep going, but I want to end with one question, and it's the big dreams question. If you had unlimited budget and resources, what podcast would you make today? And obviously, this answer can change, you know, but
only budget. What it's a miss you question.
Oh, nga eh.
Yeah.
Given a chance and a choice, what will I choose?
Yeah.
Ako na lang, if given all the money in the world, I would honestly go to Bill Simmons of The Ringer and say, let's JV. Let's have a joint venture, or I'll put in some capital in you. You mentioned Gimlet and you mentioned NPR. Great organizations, but my one North Star talaga as a podcast network is The Ringer, which is my favorite producer and creator of content in podcasting.
Ano ba yung sa akin? I think it's siya, ang miss you nga ng question, ano?
Very miss you.
If money wasn't an object, I could just easily pick up the phone. Hey, would you like to do a podcast? Kailang baka hindi na siya alive eh. Alam mo yung mga... It's to me, it's the, again, I go back to the narrative thing, and I kind of like the way yung mga Star Wars voices are, because Darth Vader, for example, di ba? If Darth Vader had a second life, I'd get the voice. I forgot his name. I know he's a sikat.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
And he's licensed his voice so that when he passes away,
he's still alive, they can continue to
use it. He's still alive, di ba?
So yeah, but he's licensed it as AI na.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, so, di ba, gagawa ako nung ganun. Kasi, again, as Mel pointed out earlier, it's a very, it's the purest form of entertainment, di ba? Kasi it's in your ear. So, voice, to me, is very, very important. And then you create a whole story around it. So, yes, James Earl Jones. I will look for the AI.
So funny. I've been meaning to ask the two of you. Someone once asked me if Filipinos are mostly visual learners, why is audio entertainment so important? Oh, I throw that question out to you guys.
Well, one is that, so I'm just going to steal my answer from someone else. I'm reading Adam Grant's Hidden Potential, and he says the multiple learner theory is incorrect. Like, you might prefer. So the multiple learner is about preference. But if you're actually forced to learn in something that you don't prefer, so for example, you say that you're a visual learner, but you're made to read, sometimes the extra effort helps you learn more. And that's why. But I think audio is integral to us. Yeah. Lagging may something eh. And if you think about a lot of people who grew up in households na may naka-on lang na noontime show, you're not even looking, but there's something about the audio. Philippine culture na lagging may noise.
I will add to that. It's culturally part, it's part of our heritage. Na alam mo yung mga tribes, di ba? Mga Mangyan, mga ganyan. Maraming storytellers, di ba? And these are all audio. Yep. Storytelling. So I think as a race, maybe where it comes from that, eh, di ba? Kaya lang the challenge today is, di ba, hindi na nakapapass on yung tradition kasi lahat audio versus a visual written in a book or written on a stone tablet somewhere that is there for a long time. But the audio, but we, I think it, as a race, as Filipinos, even before we were colonized, ano tayo, very audio, ano tayo, storytelling, passing on the history. So yun.
yung mga legends natin eh, right? They are oral tradition eh. Sorry.
Oh, yun, oral tradition. Yes, that's the phrase.
I answered my friend, nung pinapagalitan ka as a child, di ba sinasabi nila, ba't di ka kasi nakikinig?
That's true.
It's never you. It's because why weren't you looking? Why weren't you watching? Why weren't you paying attention? It was always, di ka kasi nakikinig sa akin. Which means that is really, if you hear something repetitively, it's really gonna go into your brain more effectively than.
Pangdagdag sa latag natin. credentials deck. We are a listening race.
The speed of human processing, right, the fastest is sound. That's why when there's lightning strike or something, before you see it,
thunder
before
first.
You hear it, your body will respond to sound before it responds to something visual.
Yeah.
So there is that. I could get super nerdy with this, but I'm going to stop myself because, again, we could keep going. So to finish this all off, what do you see the industry evolving to? What is the golden point that we're trying to chase?
Where we are now in the Philippines, I like to think it's a marathon. Convincing advertisers and agencies is not going to be overnight. It's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. So it's going to be a lot of us three networks. Or hopefully in the future, we add another network and then we become bigger and bigger, di ba? But at least tayo, the bigger ones, working together, so pushing and educating the advertisers, because we do have the listeners. We don't have to educate the listeners. They're there. They're waiting for brands to enter into the picture and create that meaningful conversation and connection. So it's going to be a journey, and with us three and hopefully more in the future, it's not going to be super bumpy because we have each other. We have each other to say, "Hoy, I don't know this. Yes. Alam mo ba to?" Diba? And then we all pitch in our thoughts. So, yun.
I think podcasting right now, in the Philippines particularly, we're still in the toddler phase.
Correct.
Of being a media industry. And I really hope that with all the work that we're trying to do to legitimize this wild, wild west that I always call podcasting right now, is I want us to have the same amount of numbers and profitability and brand understanding, etc., as the West. We're probably not going to go there because of, you know, pure like population size or whatever. But I want it to mature in the same number as the West with the trajectory of numbers. But at the same time, I want us to be smarter, learning from the mistakes of the West, that you don't overspend on something. Be smarter with your money and be smarter with the creators that you choose to crown as the next podcaster, mm-hmm. diba? Mm-hmm. So just a growing market for us, but also a smarter leadership, hopefully being led by the three of us.
Yeah, I'll finish this off just talking about value. in the sense that, one, we know how valuable podcasting is to our audiences and the time that they spend with us and with our podcasters, with our shows. It shows that it is valuable to them. And I'm looking forward to a time when sort of the whole society sees how valuable all of this is. And I think once people see how valuable it is, then the money comes in. Yeah. Then more people come in. Then they see, wow, these podcasts are really affecting people's lives and improving that. And so then more people will listen, magkakaingitan, and then everyone kind of is just part of it. And my ideal point is when we don't have to explain, like you, Mel, we don't explain anymore. People just know.
Ayoko na mag-thesis defense. investors, yung mga ganyan, investors and agencies, I don't want to keep explaining why they should believe in podcasts. I want them to just say, oh my gosh, you're in podcasting. Here's some money.
That is also an ideal point. And an ideal point for us to end. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you too for having us.
Thanks for coming. And I'm sure this is only the first of many conversations we will have on many platforms. Thank you guys. That was a wide-ranging conversation that went in many directions. I'm going to try and focus a little bit and just finish us off with three takeaways. One is, in the podcasting space, there's still a lot to build. We have each separately been building things together, but I think it's great that we're coming together and we're also open to so many other people joining in these efforts. I think collaboration is underrated. You see in business, people keep saying competition, beating the competition, trying to do things better or first. But there's another way. And I love exploring where this can go. Number two, I really look forward to the time when podcasting is viewed as a regular part of a media diet. I know that a lot of people are already listening and are integrating it, but we see this opportunity for growth. And I'm sure that if you're already listening, you know you have a varied media diet that has streaming and has YouTube and has podcasts, and you're probably reading things as well. So seeing podcasting not as this special little niche, but just as a normal part of the media landscape. And the last thing, something that I took a lot of comfort in, is that we run different kinds of organizations. We have very different backgrounds, but when you're an entrepreneur, you face similar challenges. Sometimes they're the same, like we were talking about. Sometimes they're very similar. But I think every entrepreneur can take a little bit of comfort in the fact that we all are struggling with the same problems. We're all facing similar challenges. And sometimes you find people to face those challenges with, and that's really important. So thanks to Mel and Alan for coming and hanging out with us. Thanks to you, listener, for also joining this conversation. And thanks to the team that makes this show possible. Producer Geraldine Pascual, audio editor Mark Casillan, and the rest of the Puma Podcast crew. I've been your host, Carl Javier, and you've been listening to A Better Normal. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can follow Puma Podcast on all the socials and follow me on IG. It's at Carl Javier, Carl with a C. If you liked this episode, please do me and at least one of your friends a favor. Tell a friend about this episode and this podcast so we can build a community of people making a better normal.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.